Joel Polak, Google completely killed any stories about Joe Biden from Breitbart on its search. By Robert Krajcik on July 29, 2020. Google's suppression of Breitbart news content on its search engine is part of a broader strategy to steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden and the radical left, said Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak, author of Red November, Will the Country Vote Red for Trump or Red for Socialism? In a Tuesday interview with Mark Levin on the latter's eponymous radio show, Polak joined Levin to discuss Breitbart News's report on left-wing political bias integrated into Google's search algorithm. Polak said, "We noticed that we were getting less and less of our traffic from Google. We've survived everything that the left has thrown at us, boycott efforts, you name it. We've succeeded despite all that, but we noticed that less and less of our traffic was coming from Google. And we started looking into the data, and I'm going to give you a number that's going to shock you. Listen." Polak explained how a Google search for Joe Biden led to 30,000 impressions for Breitbart News links on May 1, and then zero after May 5. Google has interfered with their algorithm several times to cause three major drops in our traffic. And they've dropped other conservative news websites' traffic as well, Polak added. On May 1 of this year, if you Googled Joe Biden, the words Joe Biden, the name Joe Biden, you got 30,000 impressions for Breitbart links. So they gave you a whole bunch of stories from Breitbart. After May 5, after they changed the algorithm, it went to zero. So it went from 30,000 impressions to zero. Polak stated, Google completely killed any stories about Joe Biden from Breitbart coming up on its search engine, and we've got the data in this article by our tech team. Google is messing with their algorithm to deny search engine traffic to conservative news websites. At an internal meeting days after the 2016 election, top Google executives including Sundar Pichai, Sergey Brin, and Ken Walker, lamented the election of President Donald Trump. Walker, Google's vice president of global affairs, said the company must work to against populism and nationalism around the world. Polak said, they're doing this to fulfill the promise they made on that video we released back after the 2016 elections. We got a leaked video from Google, all the executives crying over the election and swearing it would never happen again. This is it, the tech machine being rolled out to interfere in the 2020 election and suppress the information going to the American people, and we have the proof. Polak determined, there has to be a regulatory response to either break them up or regulate them. The Federal Trade Commission should investigate what they're doing to interfere in the 2020 presidential election. It's absolutely happening. They want to kill our traffic because they know that conservatives come to us for news. And they want to prevent Donald Trump from having a competitive chance in the 2020 election, warned Polak. He concluded, this is what big tech is trying to do to steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the radical left. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.